The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't hang your shit on me. listening to Off Limits. Long time no talk. It has been a while. I have been taking a break from the show for a few months just because of life kind of getting in the way. Things a little more important in my life going on. So I had to put the show a little bit on the back burner for a while, but I am back. Seems like things slow down for me a little bit in the later months of the year. So trying to get back into the swing of doing my show again. Typically, we have a lot more listeners. We hopefully will have about 5-6 listeners tonight. I don't know. Maybe we'll have 20. Sometimes we have 50. Sometimes we have more. We never know on this show, so we'll see what happens. Earlier tonight, I was listening to a new show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Queer Talk Radio Show. It's hosted by, I think, Robbie and William, and really cool guys, and they are just starting out on Blog Talk Radio, so check their show out or favorite them on BTR, because you can follow them and listen to their show when it's on. They talk about everything kind of queer and to the fun to the gay community. Anything you're interested in, they probably will be talking about as well. Of course, I have listeners who aren't gay, but those of you who aren't and are interested in listening about the gay community, you can learn some things. So listen there as well. Their show's on, I don't know, when is their show on? I think their show's on like at 10 Central Time on Thursdays, I guess. I'm not sure. I'll have to find out. But you can check them out. Again, it's called Queer Radio. Queer Talk Radio, so check them out. And tonight we're going to talk about, you know, whatever's on your mind. If you want to call in, you can call in numbers 323-843-6160. But generally tonight I was going to talk a little bit about the election coming up and how it's affecting the gay community as well as the rest of the country and sort of see how you guys think, you know, or what you think of what's happening with Obama and Mitt Romney. And the interesting thing is that people keep saying, well, there is, you know, people who are undecided. That's what's the most confounding thing to me. I mean, because you couldn't have two people who are really more different in so many ways and represent two very distinctive parts of society, two very distinctive parts of culture in the United States. And to be undecided, I think, is just moronic, because how can you not know whether you are for Mitt Romney or for President Obama? Because let's look at the differences between these guys. I mean, well, first of all, one's a Democrat, one's a Republican, obviously. But, I mean, the positions on everything they have, like gay rights, the economy, women's rights, abortion, you know, which is women's rights, healthcare, immigration, Iraq, I mean, global warming, the environment, everything, all of this stuff is really quite different. You know, there's a huge contrast between the two men and what they believe. So we're going to talk about that later tonight as well. We're also going to talk about my show next week, by the way, next Thursday. If you tune in next Thursday, you can hear my interview with Margaret Cho. I interviewed her, and the second time I've interviewed her in my lifetime, actually. And I'm going to have that on the show next Thursday. So if you are interested in Margaret Cho or know anyone who is, please let them know about my show on October 4th at 11 p.m. Central here on Blog Talk Radio. But I wanted to say, before I go into all the political stuff, I was talking to Robin William earlier about some gay stuff, like in terms of like what's going on in the gay community and sort of like gay pride and coming out and things of that nature. And they brought up a lot of really good points in our discussion we had. But we talked about, you know, how one thing we discussed was gay pride and how it kind of is, some people may see it as a detriment to the gay community and other people may see it as a plus. And, other people just don't give a shit. But the thing is, you know, I think, as I was saying to them just succinctly, I'll repeat what I said briefly, is that, you know, gay pride is important. And the reason it's important is because it promotes visibility for our community. Think about what it would be like if we didn't have gay pride. If we did not have gay people marching in the streets and on TV or whatever, you know, and yeah, sure, the media often makes a spectacle of gay pride and almost always focuses on like the most outlandish people. But the reason it's important to have gay pride is because it promotes visibility for our community. If we didn't have gay pride, people would easily be able to forget we existed. It would be okay, you know, gay people, you know, it's easy for them to forget we're around if we're not occasionally put in their faces. So, because really most people don't even bother being around, you know, if you're an anti-gay person or bigoted gay person, even if you're not, a lot of people aren't ever around gay people at all in their lifetime or during their lifetime or, you know, during their daily life or whatever. So I think that the fact that there's gay pride helps people to remember that we exist, that we're here, that we're queer, get used to it, as they say. So it's like, you know, you can't forget that we exist. As long as we continue to be visible, we will make you remember we're here and we want our rights the same way that everyone else has them. And also gay pride is about being proud of who you are and being free and the freedom to express yourself in whatever manner you, you know, want. So gay pride is very important to the community, and I certainly am a proponent of it. We also talked about coming out stories, et cetera. I was going to tell you guys, you know, Queer Talk Radio guys, I was going to tell you about some things to look out for in BTR, just kind of briefly tell you some of the things that have happened to me since I started. And actually, I was looking back, I've only been on for 2 years, not 3 years. It feels like 3 years because I feel like I've been through a war on BTR. But you should probably watch out for a few things. I'm just going to kind of address real quick with you as well. First of all, when I first started on here on BTR, you know, there was no other gay person on here at all. I mean, I didn't see anyone else gay. I mean, no other gay shows or anything like that, I mean. And so I was like the only person. So I would go into chat rooms and talking to people about politics or gay stuff or whatever the case was they were talking about at the time, or religious rooms or whatever. And people would just completely pounce on me and just completely say, get the fuck out of the room, faggot, or fudge packer, or whatever choice, you know, expletive they wanted to spew my way, they would. And so it kind of got worse and worse and worse. When I first got on here, I started listening to shows to see how people worked and how the formats were and everything else, so I could do my own show within a week or so after that. And when I started to do my show, of course, I got more visibility and people started coming to my shows, and I would have 20, 30 people in my room, and they would be completely, you know, we would talk about politics, we talk about gay stuff, whatever. And occasionally we'd have what we call trolls on here coming into the rooms, and they would come in and cause trouble, stir up things, you know, try to make people feel like crap. But they would specifically target me. And there was a whole kind of band of, you know, a gang sort of those people, whom I'll tell you who they were off the air. I'm not going to mention them on the air, but there's a gang of people, and there's some of them are still on here. Some of them are coming back on. Some went off for a while, that kind of really hate gay people, just really do. And actually one time I was on a call and, you know, I would get several calls on the show when we're discussing something, and someone would call in. And the thing is, unless you have someone to screen your board when someone calls, for example, you don't know who it is. You don't know how to, you know, you don't know what they're going to say or anything. So the best thing to do is always screen your calls. Have somebody else screening your calls while someone else is talking. So you can, you know what they're going to say, or at least have an idea, hopefully, what they're going to say before they come on the air. Because I didn't do that, and I couldn't at the time. And so I would just take a call. Hi, you're on the air. And, you know, one guy started calling me horrible names or whatever, and you're a faggot and whatever. And he said, if I had a knife, I'd slit your throat. And so I was like, wow. And so I actually reported this to BTR, and BTR did absolutely nothing. Not only did I report it, I sent them a screenshot of what the guy said, because he was also in the chat room, and they did nothing about it. So you're really kind of on your own on BTR, because BTR is owned by a lot of very highly conservative people. I don't know if you knew that or not. They do a great job of promoting a lot of the very conservative shows on here, and they protect speech when it's, you know, convenient for them. So you might want to watch out for that in the future, because really it is pretty bad. It gets really bad on here. But if someone ever threatens you or whatever, definitely report it to BTR. And you can also block people in your rooms and that sort of thing, which I do all the time. But anyway, so I just want to tell you that. And there's lots of other stuff I can tell you as well, but I'm just going to go off that for now. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we will talk about the state of the country, gay rights, et cetera, and see what everybody's thinking. Hopefully, if you want to call in, anyone wants to call in tonight, the number is 323-843-6160. And hopefully we'll have Callie come on calling in later. She's kind of my fag hag on DTR. She might be pissed off if I call her that. But she should be on here later. She said she would. And usually as the show goes on, I make more people. So we'll see what happens. But in the interim, this is my message to all those people out there who hate gay people and are fucktards. Be right back.
Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Callie calling. Hold on. Callie, is that you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
What do you mean you're just doing okay? What's wrong?
I'm doing okay. Busy, just working.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
I'm not working now. I promised to our friends that I would go to the club that I used to work at, so I'm getting ready to do that.
So what's going on with you? Anything new?
No, not really. Just working, trying to find love.
Find love.
But,
what else is new?
Right.
Well, you kind of burned the last time. Are you going to be okay from all that?
What?
You kind of got burned the last time. You're going to be okay from all that mess you went through last time with that guy?
Yeah, I mean...
Are you over that now?
Yeah, I'm over that. I mean, it took me 2 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And just wasn't meant to work out. It wasn't meant to be, so... You know,
I love you.
It's on him, not me. So I did everything that I knew correctly. So
tell me what you think about President Obama and President Obama and possible President Mitt Romney. What are your thoughts?
Oh, hell no, I'm Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, whatever. How are you thinking? Oh, hell no. Hell no.
What?
And Obama, definitely. I support his movement. I obviously voted for him in, what was it, 4 years ago? What is that, 2008?
Yeah.
I'm not very good with that. I voted for President Obama in 2008. I'm going to be voting for him again. I watched both of the national conventions,
yeah.
And I still wasn't, you know, I'm still kind of like blah about the whole job situation and the economy and like why is everything so expensive. So I wouldn't say that I was on the fence, but I kind of lost hope in Obama.
Yeah.
But I was still going, obviously, to vote for him. But, you know, I watched the Republican National Convention. Maybe there was a possibility that they could persuade me. Not really. Probably never. But I'm just saying, like, I watched it to see if they were able to, you know, to be like, oh, well, maybe I should vote for them instead of Obama.
Right.
They didn't do very... very good job. I was very bored with them, and I was very bored with the whole situation, and I was like, oh, hell no.
They were kind of fake. The whole Republicans are sort of, like, plasticky and not genuine, you know?
Yeah.
That's feeling. Yeah, especially from Romney. He's like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't understand why people even have a choice in the matter, but mm-hmm. which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But hold on. Somebody's calling in. Computer Geek 55, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome.
Could be worse. Donovan, I feel bad. It could be worse. I could be pregnant.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, why are you calling into the show? What's your opinion?
Oh, well, let me first introduce myself. I am William, a.k.a. Willow's Yellow from YouTube. I am one of two hosts from Queer Talk Radio.
Nice.
Yeah. And so...
Briefly, a minute ago. They're pretty cool.
And so I just wanted to say hi.
So what
are you?
William.
Hmm?
Political spectrum right now.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not really that political, so, like, which I feel bad about because what happened was... Just so you know, I like talk. So I was watching a YouTube video last night about the gay community needs to wake up and they need to find out what is going on with the gay community also and with politics.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the world of politics that connects with the gay community. And so I'm like, yes, I need to wake up and I need to make sure I know what's going on. You know, who do we really want to vote for?
Did you by any chance see the video of Samuel Jackson doing the wake up thing? Did you see that or not? It's online.
I don't think so, no.
I saw you post it, but I thought you were telling me to wake up and I told you no. I was like, no, I don't want to wake up.
I need to send you the link because it's totally something you should see, especially for someone who's not involved in politics, but you should be. So you couldn't vote in the last election because you weren't old enough, right? Because you're 19, right, William?
Right. Well, actually, no, I could have. Yeah, you have to be 18 and over. I could have voted last year, I think. Uh-oh. Technical difficulty.
Hello?
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 Yes?
I'm sorry, technical difficulties. What was the last thing you said?
Anyway, so Callie, you're going to vote as well this time, right? You're going to vote
mm-hmm.
for who? Obama, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, really, Bill Clinton blew it out of the motherfucking park. I wish I could write in Bill Clinton because he, like, literally killed it. I was like, oh, my God, this is why I'm a Democrat. This is fucking amazing. Loved it, every single thing of it. And then Obama, actually, I fell in love with Michelle first. Michelle killed it. I loved her. And then, of course, Bill killed it again. I didn't really listen to, what the fuck is his name? The white guy.
What?
I forget his name. Damn it. The vice president.
Can you not hear me?
Huh?
I'll hear me. I guess you can't hear me very well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Biden is what I said.
Biden, yes. Biden. I didn't listen to him, but I definitely listened to part of Obama's speech. The VMAs were going on at the same time, and I don't want you guys to say that I did not watch the convention and the VMAs. I did both. I switched back and forth, okay? So I was yelled at, but, like, you should watch them. Like, I obviously know who I'm voting for. I obviously believe in what he is saying, and
both of them as well, because you fucking Mitt Romney is a fucking douchebag. I still watch today, and it was all such bullshit. I was like, what the fuck ever? But it's still, I think it's important to see what they're saying, you know? And you, William, yeah, you should be shit too, okay? Because you're going to vote. I hope you're voting for Obama. Are you voting for Mitt Romney?
Me?
No, William. Me. No, me. Oh. Well, actually, my family in whole, they're not very political, so I think that's where I get it from. Because my family was never really into, like, oh, who are we going to vote for and what rights do they have? Because my family, like I said before, part of them is very religious, so they'll go for, you know, whatever they believe is right to them. But obviously, to me, Obama seems like the right choice.
Well, this is the thing, guys. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why people have a decision to make. Because, I mean, unless you are a millionaire or $250,000 or more a year, and you care about capital gain taxes, you care about, you know, tax breaks for the wealthy, you care about that kind of stuff, big business, not small business, but big business. Unless you care stuff, there's no reason for you to vote for Mitt Romney because that's all he gives a shit about. He does not give a shit about people who are under that threshold, which is most under $200,000 a year. And he even said so. I mean, he said these things. He's come out and said he doesn't care about the 48% that vote for Obama. The 48% that vote for Obama are people like the three of us, I'm sure. I mean, I don't think any one of us is like over wealthy or anything, like millionaires. So.
Mm-mm.
I am.
I wish.
Fucking hell of money.
Yeah, I know. Even if I had money, though, I wouldn't vote for the asshole because he's a fucking faker.
Well, see, the way I'm interpreting what you're saying, you're basically saying he wants to keep the rich rich, and he wants to keep the poor poor, and make the gap between the poor and rich wider.
Exactly. That's exactly what he wants.
That's how I'm interpreting it.
Also, not only that, he, the thing is, all of his policies are, you know, toward the wealthy. None of them are for the middle class. He's taking away a lot of the things that, or trying to, wants to take away a lot of the things the middle class has. And, like, one of the things we have is a tax break for our homes. So, for example, every year I get to write off, like, $30,000 because of my home value. So I get to write that off my taxes. But I'm a middle class guy, so that means a lot to me. Now, if somebody's wealthy, they don't give a shit about that. But so he's going to take that away and instead take that revenue and give it to the wealthy, the top 1-2% of the country who don't need it and will never miss it. So the guy is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, why is there a question between these two men? Because I really don't see that there is. There's not even competition, honestly. So, so Callie, you're going to vote for Obama.
Yeah, I mean, even though I was, like, on the fence and, you know, really kind of down about the economy, I still was going to vote for him. I just, you know,
economy.
If there was a hope for a little slip in my judgment, you know, Mitt Romney did not persuade me to vote for him. And, you know, I'm I like a lot of Obama's policies. I love, you know, that we're moving forward in this world that is totally changing day by day, which is not just technology, but with whatever.
And someone like you who likes gay people, Callie, as a gay person, I could never vote for someone who says, I don't have the right to marry my husband, I don't have the right to get married, equal rights, whatever. So I could never vote, policies are equal or whatever, for someone who feels that way about me, who says I'm not equal to anyone else because I'm gay. So that's why I said on my Facebook like a month ago or so, if you're going to vote for Mitt Romney, essentially you're saying that I do not have the right to marry my husband, I don't have the right to get married or whatever, and that you're spitting in my face because you're trying to take, not mine, but you're taking away my rights. Now, I know that not everybody is gay and not everybody's priority are gay rights. However, it's like if you back in the 60s or whatever, when blacks didn't have rights to vote or whatever, well, they didn't have rights to vote, and so people were voting, well, it's not my concern, I'm not black, so I don't know any black people, so I'm going to vote against for my, you know, my best interest, my own personal best interest, and who gives a fuck what happens to the black people? So it's the same thing. It's the same thing to me. And so it hurts my feelings when people say, I'm going to vote for Mitt, like friends of mine or whatever, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney, when I'm like, you know he doesn't support gay people, right? And they're like, yeah, but... you know, it'll help my financial picture or whatever. Well, fuck you.
Yeah, I think you got mad at me because I was like, oh, you're like, well, don't be my friend if you're going to vote for him. Like, I didn't say it was, but, you know, just in the case of, you know, I think it was Condoleezza Rice. And, like, I would have given it a thought. Like, obviously, I wouldn't have voted for him because, again, I love the gay people. I have a lot of gay friends, and, you know, I want them to get married, I want them to come marry, you know, if I ever get married, I don't know if I'm going to get married, because, yeah, I'm not a situation, but, but, like, you know, I'm very anti-marriage and very anti-children right now, but, I have a great reason to be, but there could be possibilities that I would vote for, you know, but it's not, like, I wouldn't vote, he didn't persuade me, I wasn't even going to vote for him in the first place, I just...
Well, let me ask you, like, this is how I also equate it like this, like, so, for example, let's say that today Hitler is running for president. I'm not Hitler, okay, I'm just saying, I'm making Hitler was running for president, Hitler hates all the Jewish people, he can't stand whatever, he hates Jews, so... but Hitler's economic policies are amazing, and he's going to make this country come back again or whatever. And that's not even the case, by the way. Anyway, I'm just...
Yeah.
Would vote for Hitler, would you? Because...
No.
No. So,
I was never going to vote for Mitt Romney anyways. It just was like, you know, let's see what he has to say. Can he persuade my vote? Which obviously he didn't. That's what it was.
I guess to me, civil rights and personal, you know, liberties are so far more important to me, and for everybody, not just for gay people, for women, for everybody. It's not like I am just looking at gay thing. I'm saying social equality is so important to me.
Mm-hmm. It should be important for everybody.
Right. So, what'd you fuck you? What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to, but like, I've been charging my phone in my car, and my car won't start now.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, if the top 100 rich people would help the economy, you know, get the economy back to where it's supposed to be, do you think that would kind of solve the issue a little bit?
It would help if the top 100 rich people would like their money. The problem is that...
They
like,
won't do it.
Like, what's his face, Mitt Romney, people like Ronald Reagan, et cetera, believe in the whole trickle-down economics, which says that if you give the rich people, et cetera, then they'll spend money, and it will stimulate the economy, and it's the money trickles down to the poor people in the middle class. Well, that's not true. What happens is the wealthy hoard their money. When they get their money, they keep it. They don't really... spend their money. That is what creates new jobs, new businesses, et cetera. So the wealthy keep their money, they hoard it, they invest it, and that's all they do with it for the most part. So no, I don't think that unless you can convince those top 100 people to actually spend the money and actually create jobs, which they never do, it's not going to make a difference. No, because what economy or new jobs? We don't need, you know, a new mink coat. So
it was just a question. It was a hypothetical. It really wasn't.
Question. I'm glad you asked it. I was just saying. But anyway. Callie, where are you going? Are you going to the club?
Oh, well, I'm at the club. I've just been at the club because I came here early because I wanted to park out in front. And so I had my car on and I was charging my phone. And then this has actually happened to me before. And now I went to start my car because I just magically thought, oh, shit, my car is on, right? And then it won't fucking start, and now I don't know what the fuck to do. I like, well, it's happened before. Hopefully, I'm going to go to the club or whatever, and hopefully my juices get back to my battery. And not that I'm fucked.
Well, I hope your juices get back to your battery, because that's important.
You hear the fucking Modesto fucking TV?
Where aren't you? Is that where you? Is that what I'm hearing? Is it the police?
Yeah, well, it's an ambulance, I think. Oh, what? Fuck me, man. Like, okay, so this happened. I have a story with this. So, me and, I don't know what I call him, the ex, me and him were at the movie theater with drive-in. And so, obviously, we left my car on, but he kept turning it on. I kept turning it on. I'm like, you're fucking wasting my gas. And so, like, we did whatever we did. We watched the movie. 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, we decide to leave, and it fucking doesn't start. And then we have to ask someone to jump us, and then so when I have jumper cables in my car. Ah! But he was just like, you know, wait for it to build back up. Now I'm going to go to the club, and it'll be like 3 or 4 hours, so hopefully
you'll be good. You'll be fine. Does she have AAA or something, for God's sake?
I have AAA. I have, I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm, of course, obviously outside of the motherfucking club right now. I mean, like, I parked out right in front.
Callie, I was watching this. Anyway, I'll tell you this, because what your story reminds me of, it, and it scares me, because I was watching this show, and this chick, she was, like, your age. She goes to this bar, and it's out in the middle of nowhere, and she goes there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the bar. Comes out that night, and then nobody else sees her for the rest of her life. She, and they find her dead like 10 years later. But anyway, I'm just saying that you might want to be careful. I don't want you to be out there by yourself. Is your friend going to be with
you? Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I mean, I'm right outside the club. This is the club that I used to work at. Like when.
Make sure the Find My iPhone feature is on.
Okay, I will definitely do that. But yeah, no, I'm like straight out. I like would just walk across the street and then go to the club and we're good. But now I'm just fucking. I don't want to call like fucking AAA or have like someone from the club jump me. I mean, because I can ask one of the guys from I can ask like a bouncer or something to jump me.
Well, like this girl like went out of the club and she went out of the side of the camera and she disappeared. She never got to her car. So just be careful.
I'm like right out front of the club. But, like I could see the club right now.
Okay.
Don't you watch Oprah? Anything can happen.
True.
You're a single gal, you know, in the middle of BFE, you know, going.
BFE.
Well, it's BFE in Modesto, right?
It's not BFE. It's downtown Modesto. Like.
How many buildings have like 3?
Thanks. We have like 10.
Wow, that's amazing. The real. Okay, well, that's cool. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I won't keep you if you want to go. I know you're anxious to get inside or whatever, but thank you for calling in tonight, Callie.
No problem. I gotta find out how I fix my car before I go to the club.
Will you be on the show? On your show?
I have a show tomorrow night, Saturday morning, Friday night. I have Ustream.
She has a show. Well, it's not a show, but she does a. What do you call what you do? I don't know. You're like a DJ, right? Sort of.
I'm an on your jock, yeah.
Yeah, and so she does it. And what's the radio station? 10.
Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5. Yeah. So she does that every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right, or something like that. So the middle.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. So anyway, well, have fun doing that, and I'll try to listen to you tomorrow night if I can. Are you going to be in Ustream when you do your show or what?
Unless I talk to a very sexy chocolate man, probably on Ustream.
A very sexy chocolate man?
Yeah.
Is his name Chocolate Thunder?
No, but he's hot.
Some black
ooh, girl.
I'm moving on, you know?
I'm glad you're moving on, but who is it? Where'd you meet him?
Facebook.
Oh, God.
Oh, you met boy. Don't you watch Oprah? You never meet a stranger online.
Exactly. Are you... Wait, you met him on Facebook. Did he, like, stalk you? He's, like, a fan of yours or what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness, girl. Well, he's, like... I really love your mixes. Can I turn your turntables? Like,
he's a rapper. I know. Mm, I don't know. Okay. I know.
So, why are you always meeting these guys you don't have a fucking clue who they are? Have you even met them yet?
No. I've only video chatted with
them. Oh, okay. You video chatted, quote unquote, or you video chatted?
You thought it was video chatted with clothes on. Don't worry.
Okay. That's good. That's a good start then. How old is he?
29.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's a good age. He's not like 40 or something, so that's good.
Oh.
Are you meeting him out there or something, or what?
No, I'm not meeting him. I don't know. We plan on going on somewhere, but not tonight.
Okay. Well, just be careful whatever you do, okay?
I will.
You hear, like, some, like, fucking headline saying, last girl gets murdered in the parking lot.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Jesus, Donovan, I'm going to be okay.
You're talking. I don't know, I was kidding. Anyway, okay, well, have fun, and I will see you later, and I'll talk to you on...
All right, well, you be safe. You don't, you know, out there in Dallas, big people and whatever. I don't know the Texas character.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that into consideration. I'll do that.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
She's funny. Anyway, so we've got about 17 minutes left in the show. I'll take a quick break, come back. I'll talk to you, William, if it's okay with you, and I'll be right
back.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Okay, so we're back for the last show. William, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You are not really very involved in the political process. I was going to talk about more in depth and stuff, but I didn't really feel like it because I kind of got off on the track. But anyway, what are you thinking about doing now in terms of voting for Obama or Mitt Romney or whatever? You said you're thinking about Obama, but what are you thinking about politics today in the gay community? Are you thinking that they're getting better or worse or what?
Well, from my personal experience, I would say I'm involved and I'm living in the bad example of politics because my family isn't really into politics, therefore I never grew up really involved in the politics. Plus, personally, I don't like history class or government class. It was just like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is like, get me out of this class. Let me do what I need to do to get out of this class because it's so boring. I'm not really involved in the.
You're going to try to be more involved in politics now that you know it's important.
Well, see, I mean, I always knew politics were important, but I was too young to really understand what was going on. So I think that now that I'm getting older, I'm at the age where now I can fully comprehend what's going on in the world of politics, or I should start informing myself more about what's going on with gay rights and the gay community when it comes to politics. And I agree with a YouTuber that he said that the gay community doesn't really care that much, or they're not aware, they don't know of who people are voting for, who's for us and who's against us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's to some extent. I mean, I think the only thing you can do is go by what people tell you. And the thing about politicians is they say whatever they say to get elected, usually, by their constituents. So, for example, Obama says, you know, he says he's for gay marriage, even though before he says he wasn't. So I'm saying that because he means it, or he's saying it because he wants to get more votes this time around. And Mitt Romney says what he needs to say. He's against gay marriage for his constituents who are against gay marriage, so to get him elected by his Republican base. So it's like you never know what they're really telling you is the truth or not, but what you can really do is go by what they tell you. So you can't really do much more than that because people lie all the time in politics.
Right. Because the way I see it is that I thought people already assumed that we stopped getting told the truth a long time ago when it came to elections.
They should. They should, yeah. But unfortunately, why a lot of shit. So it is just kind of the way it is. But I just think it's important. I mean, especially, you know, you're 19, and it's good that you're at least beginning to kind of get involved to some degree, or at least think about politics, because, you know, you're, I guess, the next generation or whatever coming up, and you're going to be, you know, it's important that you vote for people who are going to be on your side and not against you. So you don't want to waste your vote, you know, on somebody who thinks you're less than they are or whatever. So
right.
You know, it's good that you're getting involved.
But, you know, if we got a black person in the White House, you know, we can have a Mexican, we can have a gay in there.
That's the thing. The gay thing, I mean, if we ever have a gay president, it'll be like when I'm like ancient, because the problem with America is this, in my opinion, and I've done shows on this about religion and everything else, but I think that the problem with America is, you know, most Americans are so Christian based, and there's nothing wrong. Fine, but the problem is they have the belief that being gay is wrong, blah blah blah. And if you're not a Christian, or if you're gay, or if you're anything that's anti their beliefs, and the most people in this country are Christian, then it's really hard for you to get elected. So I can't imagine us ever having, at least in the next 50 years, a gay president with a first husband or first, I don't know, what would we call it, the first partner or first guy, I don't know. I mean, it's really unfathomable to me that we would have one, but I definitely see maybe a Mexican.
I'm very hopeful.
I am. That's great. That's great that you're optimistic. I guess I just am a little more pessimistic about it.
I really believe that, you know, we are now in the beginning stages of change.
Yes.
Right? So, of course, when we get older, we're not going to really see that much change. But the generations after us, they're going to be a part of it. They're going to grow up in the change.
Yeah. And I think that generations now are even changing to the point where mm-hmm. they, you know, like the younger generations generally, not all of them, but generally are okay with gay people and okay with gay marriage and blah, blah, blah. So mm-hmm. the time they come of age, it should be okay.
Hopefully. Right.
You know, hopefully. We'll see what happens. But are you going to – so what do you – you said you – what do you do for a living or what do you – do you do anything for a living or what do you do?
Well, I would love to be making a living off of YouTube videos. That would be a wonderful goal. I started off with YouTube, and YouTube was like, now you can make revenue off of your videos. So I'm like, okay, that's so awesome. It's a long story short, I didn't have my video camera for almost a year, so I couldn't make videos. And then when I did have it, I didn't have a computer that was capable of editing. And so it's like now I have both, so now I can start getting into it. But I'm currently unemployed, but I'm looking for employment right now.
I mean, so you want to be a YouTube star or YouTube phenomenon or something?
Not really. I don't want to be a YouTube star. It's like I never made YouTube videos intending to be noticed and, you know, to be famous. I made them because I was having fun. Because there were moments in my life where I was really happy. I had fun, you know. I don't want to forget these moments when I get older.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, it doesn't matter. But I just was curious because, I mean, you know, on BTR, too, you can make revenue off your show here, too, as well. Did you know
that? Yeah, yeah. I was talking to my co-host about that. We were talking about it. We're still in the beginning stages of the radio show.
Yeah.
But I would really love for this to take off. And then we're working on the YouTube collab channel, the Queer View channel. So I really hope for both of them to take off. But I think it'd be a really, really, really fun.
It would be great. Well, I wish you guys the best. And, you know, your show is Queer Talk Radio. What time of the week is your show on? Is it on the same time or different days or what?
We're Pacific time, so we start at 7:30 p.m.
Pacific on Thursdays or what days?
Well, we haven't really decided the schedule yet, but so far we started Tuesday, and then we had a show Wednesday and today. And we're doing another show tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely and then for sure. And
awesome.
Ian and listening to me and talking to my boring show today. We didn't have a very good show, but one thing you will, some days are better than others, but that's just the way it is. So we'll talk to you later, and I appreciate it. And make sure you give my best to your partner. I mean, your friend, not your partner. You know what I mean?
Okay, thank you.
Catch you later. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so the last thing I'm going to leave you guys with tonight is the it's a 3-minute clip that I think will succinctly sum up for everyone why you should vote for President Obama instead of Mitt Romney, as if there should be any question. So I'm going to play that for you real quick. It's 3 minutes long, and then we'll be gone. And I'll be back on probably Sunday night, and we'll talk about some more fun stuff. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
In the silvery moonlight that bathes every town, people lie dreaming, so safe and so sound. They're warm in their beds, snuggled up in their sheets. But 4 years before, they were out in the streets. Now, it's as if they don't know what's at stake. All except one girl, wide-eyed and awake. Little Susie is too worried to sleep. She can't figure out why her family's so passive. It's like they don't know that Romney and his Veep will remake the country in ways that are drastic. She read his platform and it scared her to death. She's got to do something while there's still time left.
I was little the last time, but I still remember. My whole family was out working together. We canvassed and phone banked with passion and pluck. It matters more this time, but their eyes are shut.
Mom, Dad, the election's coming up soon.
We're tired right now, hon. Go back to your room.
Sorry, my friend, but there's no time to snore. And out-of-touch millionaires just declared war. On schools, the environment, unions, fair pay. We're all on our own if Romney has his way. And he's against safety nets. If you fall, tough luck. So I strongly suggest that you wake the f*** up.
In 08, my brother was on the front lines. but now he says he just cannot find the time.
This election's about our whole future. It's like you don't even care, man.
What?
You believe in civil rights? Well, Mitt Romney's no fan. He's okay with voter suppression. Once gay marriage banned, he stood against the Dream Act, and he isn't worried about the poor. If we don't do something right now, this is who we're asking for.
I hate to break it to you, sis, but all politicians are the same.
They're all the same? Big brother, please. Obama sent SEALs to bin Laden's place. Romney sent jobs overseas. And how about that student loan overhaul? It's gonna save you thousands of bucks. Mitt will cut that shit in a second. My dude, wake the fuck up.
Oh my god. It's Facebook official.
Hey, what are you doing?
Before the last election, you girls held bake sales for Obama.
With Mitt in office, get ready for drama.
A vote for Romney is a vote to let Planned Parenthood get cut.
Listen to your little sister. Wake the f*** up.
I know you're Facebooking, but wow.
Stop. Get out there and sell some cakes and cookies. Now.
Grandma? Grandpa? Can we talk?
Not now, sweetie. Can it wait?
Hell no, it can't wait. Your lives will be affected. Romney and Ryan will gut Medicare if they're elected. Ask the fact checkers. Those two are fact duckers.
What do you want us to do?
Say hell no, motherfuckers!
We've come a long way, but there's still more to do. And we need you all back in the fight till it's through. Of course, you're so busy and finding times rough, but you can sleep when you're dead. Right now...
Wake the f***! Ah! Wait. Good night.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.